there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Does it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the 11-year anniversary edition of Scuba Radio. I am Greg the Dive Master in the studio, Bill the Producer. For the last 11 years, he hasn't left. He's basically a recluse or something like that. But we're going to get him out of there. We're taking him to Andros. We're going to make him go diving and feed him some añejo and Coke. And I think he's going to have the time of his life. And we got Lucia standing by.
Perhaps you don't know what things I've done in my life.
You basically lived in a 10-by-10 room for the last 11 years.
You do not know how high you've set the bar now if you're going to gonna create for me the weekend of my life.
Why? What are you saying? What did I do?
No, I'm just saying. You just said, yeah, I'm going to have the time of my life.
Right.
You don't know what my life has been like up until now. You do not know
what extravagance. Yeah, but I see you every week.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I see the defeated look on your face.
Do I look married? Just asking.
We have that in common. Mermaid Abby is in the studio with us as well. Before we go to Lucia, let's clear something up. It is our 11-year anniversary. Abby's brought in the official beverage of the afternoon. And what are you saying? There's a poll? What? There's some kind of poll going on? What, is this part of the MySpace thing that you're helping us manage here at Scuba Radio, or what?
Yeah, you know, since I've taken over the MySpace page, I'm connected to the world.
Of course.
My fingertips.
MySpace.com/GregTheDiveMaster, yeah.
Exactly. So to commemorate this whole, 11-year anniversary, I conducted a survey.
Uh-huh.
And I would just like to tell you, Greg, that Scuba Radio was rated number one for the number one talk radio show devoted to diving.
Yes!
Yes!
And I don't think it matters that you are the only talk radio show devoted to diving, but you are number one among listeners, and I'm commemorating this day and honoring you with this beautiful gold statuette. And
wow.
It's etched. Look at the beauty that
oh
your listeners
God.
Have given
oh,
to you today.
Oh, that is custom. Look at that. That's
that is
beautiful.
A custom job. It's not actually. She didn't use adhesive backing on the print. Actually, there's scotch tape on here.
Yeah, this is where I need the clapping again, Bill.
Number
audience,
one radio
audience.
Show devoted
congratulations
to diving.
On 11 long years, Greg.
We have
you
our own.
I will tell you what, that makes the Oscar look like just a piece of burnt metal. That is the sort of thing which I hope to see on the mantelpiece at the Greg the Dive Master homestead.
And that's actually handmade. I made that with my own two hands. Scotch tape and computer paper.
I am impressed. That is the most prestigious award I have ever received.
That says something about your life.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you are number one. You're the number one scuba diving talk radio show in the nation.
Rated number one.
Standing alone. Yeah.
Nice.
And we'll be taking shots out of that later
okay.
in the show as well.
Actually, I think for this hour, let's make it Scuba Radio Happy Hour. It's our 11-year anniversary. We should do, a shot every 5 minutes, every caller maybe?
I say every person that calls in, every time somebody calls in and they yell shot, we take one.
All right, let's see if Lucia will kick it off from Andros in the Bahamas. Lucia, go ahead, shout it. Oh, there it is!
Shot! And that's why I love Lucia.
Hi, Abby.
Leave it to a professional to start it off right.
You know, when Abby was talking about the pole, I thought she was referring to her dancing.
Hello!
That's all in the past, Lucia. All in the past.
Right.
Maybe for our Andros trip. Our trip coming up at the end of May, I'm looking forward to it. I might dance for you.
Hey, hold on. I think we got about 45 more minutes here in this hour. And we can improvise with a pole. We'll use the statue you just gave me instead. How about that?
No, that's your shot glass.
Oh, okay.
Is it empty?
It is. At
the
moment.
The bottle is coming
soon.
His way.
Here it goes.
Oh, we were
going to
do
out.
It all together.
You
all
guys are professionals.
Well, we're warming up for Memorial Day weekend. Scuba Radio Scuba Bash is in full effect, and we're going over to Andros to hang with you for a weekend, right, Lucia?
You bet. We're waiting.
Now, what this is, four nights at CoralCavernsResort.com. Check it out on the web. We're going to go hang out there with Lucia and the gang. Neil Watson Jr. runs the dive operation. He's going to take us diving. We're going to hang out at the bar. God knows what else we're going to see. The rumor is that you're inviting the Islanders to join us for a big blowout on Saturday. Is that right?
Yep, we got the big band, live music, lots of cold kalik, and lots of big butts running around dancing on the floor.
Big butts? What do you mean big butts?
My family going to be there?
Hello. No, it's I think that was a Bahamian reference, I think.
I walked into that one.
Yeah, you know, the Bahamians, some of the girls there have a little bit more junk in the trunk than what we're used to seeing in the States.
They like that.
That's right. They do.
It's a whole different world over here.
It is. Did you get the band signed up? Are you bringing a band over, too? Is that the plan or what?
Yep. They're from Andros, actually. There's seven pieces. There's a chick. They're really pretty good. We're gonna terrorize the village that night. It'll be lots of loud music going on.
Yeah. You know, last time we were there in Andros, we actually went to a little local gathering they had there away from the resort. And I'll tell you what, the people of Andros know how to throw it down big time. So to invite them over to the resort to join our little festivities that we plan to put on with the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash, this is going to be quite the party.
Yeah, it is.
It's the only thing you could do out of the country. You see what I'm saying? We had to take this out of the States to even be able to pull something like this off.
Yeah, we're pretty remote, so what happens here will stay here, no doubt.
Yes, well, at least until the Coast Guard or what's the Navy down the street there called? ADEC?
Okay, but the Coast Guard's here, too. They may be here at the party, though. You never know.
Of course. We'll just bring them on. We invite the neighbors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now, Abby, are you looking forward to this? Because you have not been to Andros yet, and you're going to join these festivities as the mermaid on site, right?
Yeah, you know, I am actually the only member of the Scuba Radio team who has not been to Andros, so I'm thinking you guys...
No, not true.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, there's Bill.
There's
that's
me.
True.
And now, but Single Scott's coming on this trip as well, so
yeah.
And so is Bill.
Yeah.
So we're going to be one happy family, big happy family.
We're going to have three Andros virgins.
I think you're going to have to overcompensate.
On this adventure.
Yeah.
That won't last long.
Oh, no. No, we're going to have them up on the bar playing the hands. Saw and
that stuff.
Yeah, we'll do the ring toss game or the ring game.
Bimini ring, yeah.
Yeah, have you ever played that?
I'm a Bimini ring hustler.
No, wait, it's not the Bimini ring.
No, Bimini ain't got nothing on Andros.
That's right. This
is
totally different.
It's a completely different world.
They play for
Andros. Bring your Bimini with you.
On Andros, they play for clothes. You miss it, you lose a piece of clothing.
You know, the last time I played the ring toss game, they had to get bigger rings. I'm just saying.
Yeah, different kind of,
maybe it's a different game.
Yeah, different kind of
playing.
Absolutely. Now, all they have to do is go to Coral Caverns Resort, get the phone number or email you, and book that trip, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're all over the place. Just Google Coral Caverns Resort, we'll pop right up.
Absolutely. It's Memorial Day weekend. If you have that time available, this is a perfect time of year to get over to the Bahamas, experience one of the best things you could ever do as a diver, because the diving is absolutely spectacular. And the topside atmosphere of this out-island resort, you have all the amenities at home, all the amenities of a nice resort, but, man, you are out there. You are really out there hanging out with friends and really getting a nice taste of that Bahamian atmosphere and be able to hang out with the locals. That is going to be a blast.
We're going to have too much fun.
All right. Stock up on the añejo there, okay, Lucia?
You got it.
All right. Take care.
Okay, you guys. See you soon.
See you soon, Lucia.
Yeah, it's CoralCavernsResort.com. CoralCavernsResort.com. Go there on the web, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, it's two things now that I can type into Google and makes things pop up on my computer.
Oh, boy.
That's
just bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, you have not been there, Bill, and you're going to thank me for this. I know you're going to love this place. Out of the 11 years we've been doing this show, that is one of my favorite, if not the favorite, resort I have ever been to.
That's nice.
It is so cool.
I can't wait. I'm actually very excited about going and getting to share some time with you, Greg.
Yes. Well, Abby will be there, too, as well as Single Scott. You've never been there. Have you ever been to a place like that, Scott?
I don't know. I've never been there, so I don't know how to...
Well, you've been to the website.
So he doesn't know how to compare.
Oh, it looks really nice.
I mean, have
He's
you
been
ever...
to lots of websites, trust me.
But have you been to a place like an out-island resort like that before? I mean,
not as remote as that one. That one looks pretty neat.
It's out there, but, you know, it's really not that remote. It's like 45-minute flight from Florida. So it is a short flight, but you really do feel like you're, you know, on another planet because you are literally out there in the bush, so to speak, as far as there's nothing around. Abby's digging that, I know.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
No, I'm really looking forward to it. I want to kind of be out there with nature, one with nature, and then, you know, secondly, well, we'll have all the añejo and kalik and everything in between.
That's right.
And I'm going a couple days before, and I'm staying a couple days after just to recover from the party I know we're going to have.
Yeah, well, there ain't going to be any recovering, trust me. You're going to just be sucked
no,
in.
No, you're going to be gone, and then I'm going to have to talk.
There is one good thing. If, you know, mermaid... Nikki isn't coming along for this trip, so there may be booze for the rest of us. She's on the line right now. How you doing, Nikki?
Oh, that's so funny. You're just a real funny guy.
Thank you. Thank you. Where are you? It's our anniversary, Nikki. Why are you here with Abby hanging out with us doing the mermaid thing?
I'm sorry. I had prior engagements, I suppose, in a way.
We were supposed to split the gas, Nikki. What happened?
Yeah,
it's like $5 a gallon here. And
that's what happened to our talk last night.
Yeah. Oh, you had a talk with her, did you, Eric?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's going on, Nikki? You care to share?
Rico.
Nikki.
What?
What's up, home skillet?
Okay. So what happened? What did you guys talk about, Nikki?
I don't know what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I know. I think
it was the birds and the bees.
Uh huh. One of
your,
those.
Your listeners don't know, but Eric's pretty young and Nikki's pretty experienced.
Is that the girl you were telling me about
I
earlier?
She's confusing herself.
No, that's Lacey.
So, Nikki, you said you were actually weren't here. You were actually diving today. You had a real excuse of why you couldn't come and celebrate with us on the air.
Yeah, well, I wasn't diving per se with a tank, but I was free diving. I was Hawaiian slinging it up.
Hawaiian sling? Oh, you went a little, did a little spear fishing with a Hawaiian sling, did you?
Indeed.
And
right,
what did you
right
catch?
In the canal.
What did you get?
What did I catch? I caught a lot of fun and a lot of sun.
A cold.
And the water felt great. So yeah. That's pretty much it.
Did you even take a shot, or did you just go out browsing?
Yes, I took a few of them.
What happened? You missed your fish?
Yes, I did, okay? If you must call me out like that, yes, I missed the fish a few times.
All right, so you just need more practice is what you're saying, huh?
No, I don't think I pulled it back hard enough.
You didn't pull your stick back hard enough. You got to really yank on that
thing. I thought
thing.
She had experience.
If you want it to work right, you got to yank on it.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. But, Nikki, all right, you're having fun. You're not doing the Andros trick, but we're going to do the wild dolphin thing in September, right?
Indeed. I'm so excited about that.
You're so excited. I can tell. You're just bubbling over with joy.
I'm so excited.
Yes. All right. Well, hey, we got a shot to do. You're supposed to yell out shot so Abby will do another shot.
Shot. Do it, Abby. Do it.
Only one shot call per caller. Okay, because we don't have enough bottles to cover that.
Yes, indeed. MermaidNikki.com. Check her out on the web, and maybe next time she'll check us out in the studio. She's just out living the life.
Love
She's
you
diving.
Long time, Nikki.
That's the only excuse not to be here and listening, is to be diving. So we'll let her off the hook this week. We're coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. Catch a buzz each time I dive in.
Yes, this is the official show for all scubaholics on the planet. And we're celebrating 11 years on the air today. And what would an anniversary show be without an appearance by Captain Cocktail? He's a scubaholic and, well, he might be the other one, too. I don't know. Jeff is on the line. Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters, better known as Captain Cocktail, is on Scuba Radio. Hey, new buddy.
What? I just wanted to live up to my reputation.
That's
there.
Right. It's Otis. It's Otis from Andy Griffith. We're calling him in the drunk tank. How you doing, man? How's
11
things?
11 years. Are you padding that?
I think
it was last year you just started, right?
Yeah, well, time flies when you're having fun, no doubt about it.
11 years and 25 co-hosts later, that's not bad.
Yeah, if you look at the pictures, I actually look younger than when we started.
Well, you know what, with that just for men hair color things, you know.
That is just wrong. And look at Bill. Bill's laughing right now, and just because he doesn't use it. But it's because he doesn't need to.
Exactly. Has he looked in the mirror lately? What's up, Q Ball?
No! That just hurt.
You guys are too much, man.
Yeah.
What a great run, 11 years, huh?
Yeah, it's been good.
Another 11?
I don't know. We'll just go till we get arrested. You know, I figure.
Well, that would have stopped a long time ago.
Well,
I guess it's good on what you're arrested for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so far, so good. As long as we stay out of jail, things are fine.
Well, I've heard you've been hanging out around Wiki Watchy, so.
Yeah, well, every once in a while. We've poached their mermaids, is what we've done. So, I don't know. We might get arrested for poaching here eventually. But,
you might get some bad fan mail.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. That's on a regular basis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's better no mail at all.
That's right.
Right. Now, we're coming down to Ocean Fest in your neck of the woods here in a couple weeks, Jeff. What do you got planned? I know you're running some, like, Ocean Fest specials where people can dive with you in Pompano while they're down there, right?
Yeah, we got a package with a hotel room and dives and a shuttle going down to the show to, you know, because parking can get a little hairy down there once in a while when things fill up. So we thought we'd get them to stay up here, dive with us, and we'll shuttle them down to the show and have a good time down there with Neil and the gang.
I actually think the Scuba Radio chat room's doing a dive with
Jeff.
With Jeff,
they are. Yeah. I think they're going.
I couldn't think of South Florida. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're planning to go out Saturday morning or Sunday morning. I'm not sure, but if you go to the Scuba Radio chat room at scubaradio.com, just say, "Hey, who's going diving?"
And exactly.
Say, yeah.
Is that James and the James gang?
Yes,
right?
The whole crew from the chat room.
They could be confused with the band James Gang, right?
Yeah, maybe. Same. I think it's one and the same. You never know.
They can go on to, I don't think it's on the website now. We sent out a newsletter, and they can actually go on to our website and click on the newsletter thing, link, and that'll give them the information about the special, which is, www.southfloridadiving.com.
There you go. That'll work. Now,
is that a shameless plug?
Of course.
That's what they call a shameless.
Nah, hey, we're used to them. So, hey, what are conditions like down there right now? It's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice if you're a windsurfer.
Oh, a little windy today, huh?
You would have thought today was Ocean Fest.
Well, they're getting the weather out of the way in time for, you know, Ocean Fest in a couple weeks.
I sure hope so, because this is, I felt like I woke up this morning and went, just Ocean Fest. What day is this? Where
That's
is April?
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to wish that on Neil. Hopefully this year we get the fantastic weather we got a few years back. So hopefully that'll happen.
Actually, the temperatures are usually just about perfect right about now because it's not too cool, it's not too hot, and as long as it's not blowing like it is today, you got great conditions down there for diving and just hanging out on the beach, right?
Well, it's been, you know, seasonably warm this year because of La Nina, so the water temperature's, I think, about 76 right now, which is a lot warmer, about 4 degrees warmer normally than it is this time of the year. So it's great conditions, and this wind's supposed to switch tomorrow, so we'll go back to some nice calm seas tomorrow through the middle part of the week probably.
There you go. And give out the number, Jeff, if they want to join you on a dive for Ocean Fest or any time for that matter at South Florida Diving Headquarters. What is it?
800-771-DIVE.
That's easy enough. 800-771-DIVE. And you, too, could dive with Captain Cocktail. Or better, he's better known as Captain Cocktail, but he's also known as Jeff Giraud from South Florida Diving Headquarters. Hang with him at Ocean Fest in a couple weeks and just dive with him whenever. Hey, more coming up. We're going to talk mermaid tales, how to get one, how to make them, next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. everything you need. And the diving, oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Some tape from last week's adventure there in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea. Mermaid Abby and myself stopped by the Mel Fisher booth where they had like $1 million worth of treasure from the wreck of the Atocha on display. And you'll hear that momentarily on the big show here on our 11-year anniversary. However, in the studio, Mermaid Abby brought along her friend Eric. And Eric is better known as The Mer Taylor. Check it out, themertaylor.com on the web. You'll see some of the pictures of the mermaid tales that he has created for the Scuba Radio Mermaids, and the world for that matter. You could buy your own mermaid tale. Say, you know, you just have that desire to be a mermaid. You want to be like Mermaid Abby. I mean, who doesn't want to be Mermaid Abby? I mean, come on. I mean, Single Scott's been looking at these things saying, hey, you know, I don't know, maybe I could do this too.
No.
But you have friends you'd like to see in mermaid tales.
Yes.
There you go. Exactly. So who hasn't wanted that you know, wanted to have that fantasy, so to speak. And Eric makes those dreams come true. How you doing, Eric?
Pretty good, Greg, and yourself?
Good, good. Now, how did you get into the whole mermaid tale making business there, Eric? Because it seems like a very, it seems as crazy as doing a radio show about diving. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that one dream kind of goes to the next. It originally started, I wanted to be an underwater performer, but ended up designing tales instead.
You actually wanted to be you were a performer at Weeki Wachee for a while,
yes,
right?
I was for a little bit.
Yeah, and it just kind of expanded. You're like, hey, I could do better designs than what you guys were using at the time, and you started making these things. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, I've been making tales for about 5 years, and then I started working at Weeki Wachee, and I've just been making them, and a lot of people have bought them from my website, which you had mentioned, themertaylor.com.
Right.
So it's pretty successful, and you would be surprised how many people actually purchase these creations.
They are impressive pieces of art, I guess, in a way, because, you know, like you said, a lot of people want to do these for pictures and things. But the thing that's cool about them is you make them and they're functional. You have fins built into these tails so people like Abby can actually dive with these things. Now, we'll talk more about it next. Stay close.
You like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master. He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
All right, it's our 11-year anniversary today of Scuba Radio, and I told you we got a big announcement to share with the world. That is coming up. Stay close. It's going to be big, trust me. But in the meantime, we have Eric the Mer Taylor in the studio with us. He is our official, I don't know, costume designer, mermaid tailor maker. Or mermaid, I don't know.
Taylor was a fine description of him.
Yes, he makes mermaid tales.
Yes,
for the Scuba Radio
Mer Taylor kind of sums it all up, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And if you go to themertaylor.com on the web, you can see pictures of his work.
And finally, the word Taylor makes sense with the spelling that it has. Finally, thank you, Eric.
You just figured that one out.
I figured all you need to do is move around. No, wait, you don't have to move around any letters. It makes sense. Finally.
Okay. Bill is he's really hung up on the whole English language thing and proper spelling and grammar, so.
Etymology.
Yeah.
And shots. Really, it's an exciting life I lead here in this 10x10 room.
11 years, and this is what it's come to.
It happens.
Eric, so let's talk about, you know, the materials you make for these tales, for like Mermaid Abbey, for instance. I mean, you make them functional, so obviously they look good on camera, on topside shoots, but you make these things functional that have fins in them. The girls can swim underwater for photo shoots like they've done on the videos we've shot there at scubaradio.com. But how do you come up with different designs? Because I know, just on your website, you have different types of tops, and you have a lot of experimentation, I would imagine, that has to take place to outfit these ladies properly, right?
Yes, very.
I mean, you get your typical top that looks like, you know, a bathing suit top with, like, seaweed hanging off of it, like what you would expect on a mermaid. Then you got the, you know, the more, like, Little Mermaid thing where you get the seashells covering up the nether regions, I guess, for tops, right?
Yes, a little bit more revealing.
A little bit. You got seashells, D-shells. How does that work exactly? You just pick the right shell depending on the lady?
The one size fits most.
Okay, one size fits most.
I guess I'm really curious, Eric, how much time you spend thinking, gee, I wonder what I can make that I can trick these women into putting on.
Yeah,
because...
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it would work if it was me.
Can I answer that question?
Yes.
A lot. Okay? I've done a lot of work with Eric, and let me tell you, he's had me in some interesting tops, tails, and everything in between.
Now, what is the trick? Booze?
No.
No, that's not it.
No.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, we've been trying for 11 years. No, that's not the trick.
All right, let me just set Eric's website traffic on fire, themertaylor.com. There is a picture of Mermaid Abby sporting the new design top.
Yes, my starfish pasties out of silicone.
Starfish pasties. Yes. That's the technical term in the Mertaylor world of that new design.
New and nearly nude.
Hello.
That's how we're describing these pictures.
The nude design.
I just want to say up front that I hate you guys, but I love Eric, so anything to promote his site.
Yeah. Now, that is a team player right there. But you notice she isn't wearing them today. What the hell's the matter with her?
It's cold in the studio.
Someone
could lose an eye.
Like I said, the adhesion wouldn't have worked, okay? They would have popped right off, Greg.
Oh,
it's like,
darn.
It's 40 in here.
We could have played darts or something. I don't know.
Ring toss.
Exactly. Come on, Abby. Here, I thought you were such a team player, and you let us down like that. But
sorry to disappoint, Greg.
Yes. But you can go to themertaylor.com. And you can see what we're all drooling about here in the studio.
It's currently under construction, but it's coming along.
Very good, very good. All right, well, we need some Scuba Radio pasty. What are they called?
Starfish pasties.
Starfish pasties. I like it. All right, hey, that tape from Beneath the Sea next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern. Blue holes. Walls. Big fish and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Look down there! A wreck! An old Spanish galleon, Scoob! And look at the size of that thing swimming out of it!
Holy mackerel!
Watching late night TV, some documentary about a man who hunts for treasure in the sea. Some kind of confidence man who had a master plan. He didn't sound that much different than me. But I wondered what really kept him going. Was it that motto that he always used to say? He just kept searching without ever knowing that things would turn out this way. I think today is the day Mel Fisher found the mother lode that way. Now his legacy is here to stay, filled with treasure beyond our dreams.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, hanging out in New Jersey with folks from beneath the sea. Expanded coverage here on the big show today. I have Mermaid Abby with me. You having fun, Abby?
I'm having a great time, Greg, per usual at beneath the sea.
Yes, and we stopped off at the Mel Fisher Treasures location. They have like a triple booth size. They're showcasing treasure, sunken treasure, from the wreck of the Atocha that every diver on the planet, let alone a human being, has probably heard some mention of over their lifetime. And with us is Sean Fisher. Now, Sean, what are you, the son, grandson, what, of Mel Fisher?
Yeah, Mel was my grandfather. I'm the acting director of the company now. My father is the actual CEO, but he's spending a lot more time doing treasure hunting lately, so I get to come to these shows and do all this fun stuff. So.
Right, and he showcases a little bit of the bling. It's truly spectacular. Now, Abby, what is this? What do you see here in front of you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say this is my favorite booth because of all the bling, and a girl likes her bling. And currently, I'm holding a large piece of what appears to be, a large hunk of gold. Am I right?
Is this fake? Is this real?
No, it's 100% real. It's 21.5 carat gold. It's about 7 3/4 pounds, and it's a gold disc from the Atocha. If you melted it down, it'd be worth about 100 grand, but if you add the archaeological and historical value, it's about $300,000. It's full of beautiful stamps. The markings on this particular disc are incredible. That's what gives the artifacts their value. We can tell by looking at these markings who the actual goldsmith or assayer was that made this disc back in the early 1600s. We can see the tax stamps that said that Philip II had already got his treasure or his cut, 20%, and also the purity marking. That shows us that it's 21.5 carats.
That is amazing. 100 grand in your hand. What do you think, Abby?
All I got to say is get me a chain. I'm wearing this baby out of here.
It'll be dragging her to the ground, too. I'd like to see her walk out with this heavy piece of metal, for sure. Now, what else you have here? It looks like some kind of ruby or something, diamond. What is that?
Yeah, this is an emerald. In fact, I would assume Abby would like this better because, we found on our boats when we're out there diving and looking for treasure that, for some reason, women have built-in emerald detectors, and they can find them without any problem. This emerald is worth more than all the gold that we have here. It's a 30.34 carat Muzo mine rough emerald valued at $595,000 by Emeralds International.
$500,000 emerald there in front of you. Would you like that formed into a ring or something there, Abby, or what?
I could possibly give up the gold bling to take the emerald as well. It's a little more manageable in size. I think I could do with this, yeah.
You know, and it's pretty amazing. You guys obviously have an eye for this stuff, because if I saw one of these pieces underwater, I'd probably look at it and chuck it just thinking it's a piece of plastic. And see, I'm not a treasure hunter. I need to learn.
I tell you what, if you saw that underwater, I don't think you would, because it stands out like you would not believe. I mean, when you're down there and everything is the color of sand in the bottom of the ocean, and something as beautiful and brilliant as this emerald or a piece of gold is down there, you can't miss it. You can spot it from 100 feet away.
You know? Nice. Now, you guys actually provide services for divers to go out and join your expeditions off the coast of Key West. Because, and I didn't know this, but you guys are actually still salvaging gold and emeralds and things off of the Atocha today.
Absolutely. We've had a great year this year. We found a lead box with over 10,000 pearls in it, valued at close to $11 million. We found 36 feet of gold chain. We found 4 gold bars last year, a few hundred silver coins. So we had a great year. And exactly, a lot of our investors are divers. They come down and they help us find the treasure, and they're all going to be real happy this year. They're going to get a really good division. Everybody's going to get a handful of pearls and some coins and a lot of smiles.
Yeah, well, I bet if they're making money and getting to dive for treasure to boot, that's a pretty cool combo.
It's fun to look at this treasure, but I can't even tell you what it feels like to find something like this on the bottom of the ocean. You know, you're down there and you go through months and months of nothing or a little bit here, a little bit there, and then you find a bar like this, and I mean, it's hard to just not shoot to the top of the water and get bent, because it sends tingles from the tip of your toes to the top of your head, and it's the best feeling you'll ever have.
I'm liking it. I think we got to do this. They've actually rolled out the red carpet for our scuba radio crew here, Abby, and invited us on a little treasure hunting excursion off the Key West with them. Would you be up for that?
Oh, I'm absolutely up for that. I'm ready. I'm looking at this stuff right now. I'm envious, and I want to have this tingly feeling that Sean just described.
A lot of people have that tingly feeling when they see you as a mermaid underwater just swimming by, but I think that's a different type of feeling.
We need mermaids with bling. We can work this out with the Mel Fisher treasure. We'll do it. Mermaids and treasure hunting.
Yeah, have you ever had a mermaid down under trying to find treasure with you guys yet?
You know, not yet, and we can't wait. I can tell you that our 6 guy divers out there are going to be real happy to have Abby the mermaid out there helping them find some gold.
They'll probably be able to do whatever they want with her. We'll move on.
$500,000 emerald might get us a piece of tail.
There you go. That's what we're talking about. All right, so Sean, the website for people who want more information about Mel Fisher's treasure and doing these excursions and becoming an investor and getting all this gold for themselves is what?
Absolutely. You can come find out all you want to know about our expedition at www.melfisher.com.
All right, and this one extra gold piece right here, this is, how heavy is that or how much is that worth?
This is worth $117,000. It's probably the prettiest gold bar we ever found on the site.
All right, that's the sample we get to keep and take home with us?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was a paperweight.
Yeah, all the other booths at the show are giving away pens.
Right, exactly. Yeah, see, they don't skimp here at the Mel Fisher booth. Good stuff. Sean, thank you so much for being
pleasure.
On Scuba Radio, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for coming.
All right, there you go. A little bit of bling there in New Jersey last week, for sure. We may have to do a little treasure hunting here in the coming months on the big show. Now, 11-year anniversary today, big announcement. Here's the deal. Ocean Fest, 2 weeks from today, you will want to be there, if at all possible, because not only are we going to be doing our show live from the beach stage, and just having a time, just a crazy time with all the divers. Guess what? We're going to give away 2 tickets. That's right. 2 spaces to the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash in Andros, Bahamas. You heard us talking to Lucia earlier on the show. We're going to give somebody there at Ocean Fest the opportunity to join our shenanigans Memorial Day weekend in Andros in the Bahamas. So, if you want to come, and you want to come for free, you better be at Ocean Fest, because that's the only way you're going to be able to get have a shot at that. Other than, you can just go to their website, CoralCavernsResort.com, and purchase your chance to join us. But we're going to give away 2 spots there at Ocean Fest 2 weeks from today in Fort Lauderdale.
Of course, if you also want to be the engineer for this show for 11 years, I'll let you go, too.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, it is our 11-year anniversary. For 11 years, I think, what do you get? Like, what is it, silver, gold?
Pistachios.
Pistachios.
Pistachios. It's the pistachio anniversary.
Nice. So our little plastic cups of award things here for our anniversary are filled with pistachios.
I think it's a golden statuette. A golden statuette.
I think we could easily fit 5 pistachio nuts in this one cup alone.
Or pistachio schnapps. The least appreciated of the schnapps.
That sounds so much more appropriate for our crew, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, look, remember, 2 weeks from today, Ocean Fest. Do not miss it in Fort Lauderdale. It is going to be a blast. We're going to have all our mermaids out there. Single Scott, by the way, check out his website, singlescott.com on the web. He's still looking for love, right?
Yep, so. Turns out he keeps looking in the wrong places, but it turns out that's where he wants to find it.
What?
What?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that either.
Hey, he's
looking
just
for love in all the wrong places. I serenade you now.
No, it's, you know, he's looking for love and he's traveling the world.
Right.
But he's traveling the world looking for a dive buddy. He's going to be on our Turks and Caicos, our Bahamas Wild Dolphin Cruise in September 6th. You want to join us, by the way, contact Explorer Ventures or go to exploreventures.com telling you one on the September 6th Bahamas Cruise, and you can join Mermaid Abby, myself, Mermaid Nikki, Single Scott. I think Kevin from the chat room's coming out there as well. And Bill, the producer, won't be there, so don't hold back.
Nice try, though.
And you can join us for those festivities. It's going to be quite fun indeed. And don't forget, you know, hey, we got the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash. That's actually coming up sooner in May, Memorial Day weekend, Coral Caverns Resort. We're giving away 2 spots there at Ocean Fest 2 weeks from today.
Now, however, how do you win those?
We'll get there.
Is it going to be a contest?
You have to be there. You got to be there at Ocean Fest during the broadcast to win this. So this is for only people on site. So if you don't come to Ocean Fest, sorry, you're out of luck. But we may have some other things for our online listeners or people listening to the radio show as we broadcast from the beach stage. Abby, are you up for it?
I'm up for it, yeah, definitely. Ocean Fest is the place to be, so be there or be square.
Yes.
Is that appropriate? There you go.
Maybe,
be there or be square.
Maybe for our radio audience, Abby can put up some new pictures of her in the new tops from the Mer Taylor era.
Again, I hate you.
Why?
But I love the MerTaylor.com. So
she'll do it.
You know what? Come to Ocean Fest. We'll see what happens. We'll see what I wear, but you'll only find out if you're there live and in person.
And if you go to scubaradio.com and look at the videos and pictures.
And again, I hate you.
Okay. Yes. Well,
what else is new?
It's one giant love fest here on our 11-year anniversary show.
Good time.
It's either that or it's the vodka talking. Man, what are you going to do? So that'll do it for this week. And until next week, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody!
You know how to whale here. That's why it's hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.